We're up to Simin Kuf Samach, and we'll be doing the first two Se'ifim. Mayim Shenishtanu Marein Machmas Atzmon, Bein Machmas Atzmon, water that no longer looks the same, either because this happened on its own. In other words, you let it sit in the keli for a long time till it turned green. Bein Machmas Dover Shenofel L'Tochon, or because something fell into it. Bein Machmas Mekomam, or their position caused it. The halach is psulim, they are pasul. So the Mishtabura already says that the Rambam does not hold of the first one of Machmas Atzmon. So if the water just ends up getting green because it was sitting in a closed place, that's going to be called Machmas Atzmon. If it was sitting in a place that is full of mold, then that's called Machmas Mekomam, which everybody holds of. Yeah, now what's the case of something falling into it? Something fell into it that changed its color. Something has a different color. Such as, what's the example of that? Say ink. Ink fell into it. And the halacha is, even if the ink itself didn't disperse, but say it was a piece of pigment and the water got colored through it and then you pulled the pigment out. So the halacha there is, even though the thing it's not that you have colored water in the mikveh. It's that the mikveh water, in the kli. It's that the water in the kli changed color because it came in contact with the pigment. Nevertheless, that passels. In a mikveh, shinui mara only passels if you have like wine or actual ink sitting in the water. If pigment changed the color, that would not be enough to passel it. And in a mayon, a springs, there in springs, even a shinui mara does not ruin it. Okay, now what happens if it got discolored and then got cleaned? The halacha is that it is kosher again. You know, as we don't say that it remains pasul. In the case of mud, so since the mud can settle and the water is going to be clean, it's all right. Siv beis. Also b'mayim malacha. If you did malacha with the water, that passels. Now, what does that include? Oh, sheshar behem pito. You soaked your bread in it, so you wanted to use the water for something. And the leftovers are not considered shirayim. They're considered leftovers. They're considered something ready to spill out. Afilu niskavan lishros bekeli zev enofel lasheni psulin. You meant to soak something and it fell into the wrong kli. It's still passel. Vimsinon yayin b'mayim psulin. What happens if you called off wine there? The halacha is that it is pasul. So the Mishnah Berura says that's only talking about if the wine was warm and you cooled it off. But if you put cold wine there to keep it cold, that would not pasul the water. V'medich behem kelim psulim. If you wash dishes in it, it's pasul. But if a kli just fell into it on its own, it's all right. V'mhoyu kelim mudochim o chadoshim kshirim. If it was fresh, clean dishes, the halacha is that is kosher. Further, im hitbil bem anachtom hagluskin pirish kikros lechem, that the baker dipped the bread in it to smoothen out the outside of the bread, psulim avlim tovel yoda b'mayim. But if he stuck his hand into the water v'tok pnei hagluskin and used that water to put on the bread, o shechofn bem b'chofnov, or he took in his two hands together, he took water, and wants to spill that. Hamayim anisharim lo nasu behem malacha. L'fikach sherim, it's not called osim behem malacha. Im lo nishtanu mareim, and the only problem would be a shini mara. Says the Ramah, haga v'hu adin mayim shanachto madiach yodav behem min abotzeik, hadovak b'yodav. Even if the baker washes his hands to get rid of the dough that's on him. So now there are a few things in the Mishnah Berurah. What happens if you put fish into it, live fish, in order that they not die? That's not a shini mara. You put vegetables in there. They were clean vegetables. So if you put them there so that they should not get ruined, that they shouldn't spoil, so there's a machlokas in the Mishnah Berurah paskins to wash again without a bracha. Whereas if they were filthy and it was used to clean them, then of course, it's not kosher. If you weighed something against them, it's pasul. What happens if you put fragrance into the water? The shla pasuls, but most achronim are mater. what happens if you pour water into a keli to see if the keli has a hole? So the Mishnah Berurah seems to hold that that is usur. In other words, that will be called an asiyas malacha. Back on the halacha of the water of washing the hands of the baker, the Rama holds that that's mutter because the baker's hands are generally very clean. When he sticks his water in there, although the water is going to cool him down, it's clean water. It's not considered water that was used to wash something. So the Taz argues with that, and the halacha is not like the Mechaber. We hold that the water that a baker dips his hand into every once in a while is possible for Netil Sirdayim.